Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
glad there was no further ado. I can't stand ado. All right, I'm going to take you all the way back to kindergarten. Help me out here. If you can't say anything nice, this is exactly what I'm saying. That's where we're going to start. Everybody in this room, I know, we're around y'all a lot. You got good hearts. Everybody wants to help. There's a very small group of people that Glenn and Steve both talked about who, when they get a question, all they want to do is preach the sermon in their back pocket at you. Now, you'll notice about these people, it doesn't actually matter what your problem is. The sermon will be the same. I missed the bus, or my grandmother died, or somebody said, it's going to be the same sermon about blessing and highly favored and claim and depravity, and it's all going to be there. But that's not the people here. That's not what we're talking about. That's not why the person put this question in the box. Sometimes you just don't know what to say, but you know you want to help, right? You just don't know how to do that. That's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes here. We want to help. We want, as Steve was saying, the Lord to speak through us in a situation to help somebody out, but we don't know how to do that. So the first step is don't make it worse. That's key. You know, like EMTs, people riding around the ambulance, there's a thing they have and doctors have called the Hippocratic Oath, which is first, do no harm. It means if you come upon a scene and someone is bleeding, don't just start poking things and see what will happen. We could all use that our own advice on that. We've mentioned on this already, and I want to keep going back at this. If you only have one thing to say, let it be a question. Ask questions. No one has ever thought, I've got this great big problem in my life and this big issue, and I just want to sit silently while someone gives me their opinions about it. No. What do you think? I got to talk this through. I got to figure this out. Everybody is on their best plan. That's one of the things I believe about the world. Pretty much everybody is doing the best idea they got. Now, that their best plan may be a flaming pile of wreckage, and they may know that, but it's all they've got. You don't tell the dude stumbling up to you at noon on a Sunday, drunk, that this would all be going better if he weren't drinking. He knows that, but this is the best plan he has. You got to offer a solution if you're going to be giving advice. So we start with asking questions. We start with listening, right? We point that out all the time. I'm going to keep harping on that because that's the most important thing. You should listen more than you talk. The Bible says that we should be like God, who is quick to listen and slow to speak. That's God that's like that. So can you imagine? And imagine that's going to transfer us into the sermon. I'll tell you the story out of John 20. So I'll give you a little background here. Jesus has been crucified. He's been buried. This is 3 days later. And his friend Mary is coming to the tomb. She has no idea what's going on. Her entire life is collapsing down around her. Her and the disciples and all these people left everything they knew to follow Jesus. And for all they know, he is dead and never coming back, and it's all over. She runs into him in the tomb, and tells the story. It's out of John 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look in the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Go to the next slide, please. Thank you. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Story goes on there that she recognizes who it is. Now, let me say, if I'm Jesus, risen and clothed in glory, and you mistake me for the gardener, I am not going to be quite as graceful about that. But Jesus didn't sermonize at her, didn't tell her, "You shouldn't be crying because I'm risen and I told you people I was going to rise and nobody ever listened when I talked, and what's wrong with you people? Why didn't you pay attention to church?" No. "Why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" He asked questions, and her answer wasn't right. She didn't even answer the question. She just said, assumed she was talking to the gardener. That's okay. He asked a question. Jesus did a lot more listening than talking, if you can believe it. And he had all the answers. So there must be a reason he did more listening than just telling people what was up. And Glenn and Steve have both pointed to that. People have to work through things at their own pace. You can't just tell someone how they should be doing something. You cannot just yell at someone to have joy if they are sad. You will get kicked in the knee if you do that. That's why we start with listening, and I'm going to review a little bit what Glenn was talking about here. We start with listening, and then there's sympathy. There's empathy. There is, here's your $5 word for the sermon, validation. Accept that someone feels a way, and don't try to talk them out of it. Because you can't talk someone out of their feelings, because you didn't think your way into your feelings, did you? So you're not. Nobody's going to talk you into thinking your way out of them. You know what no one's ever said? You're right, Grandma was kind of a jerk, and I'm not sad she's dead at all, and I'm going to go on now. No, that's not how that works. You say, I'm sorry. Here's the phrase. I've been on the staff here for a few years. I've heard Glenn and Jed do a lot of counseling, a lot of talking to guys, and a lot of situations with gals. Here's what the phrase I've heard more than any other by Country Mile. I'm really sorry about that. You can get through a whole conversation with someone who's hurting. If all you do is listen, so I'm really sorry about that. What's that like? Tell me more about that. I don't know. Because there's humility in that. People respond well to humility. People do not respond well to arrogance, right? We've all had that. We've all had the dude who you can just see it in their face as you're telling them their problem. They're just getting that speech ready. They're just, they are bursting at the gate. They will cut you off. They're going now. Nobody likes that, even if the thing the person's saying is helpful. Even if they're right, you don't want to hear it, do you? If they're coming out of like, oh, this is simple. This is easy stuff. I got this taken care of. You don't want to hear that because that's arrogant, right? Nobody likes being told that their problems are simple to solve, because what does that imply? If you weren't dumb, you'd have solved them by now. You don't want to hear that. Problems are complicated. People got where they are honestly. That's what you want to hear is some sympathy, some, I understand that. Give me more information. Tell me about that. This sounds complicated. As Glenn was saying, with like the car analogy Glenn used, you don't want someone to say, there's no problem, you just take the thing. Well, I don't know that, dude. Why don't you explain this to me in terms I understand? All problems are complex when we're dealing with human beings, right? Paul said, I didn't come to do my ministry with wise and persuasive words, but I went to share our lives with you. You have to earn the right to give someone advice. We've kind of started in the middle of this question. We go all the way back to the beginning. The question is, what do I say? The first question you got to start with is, should I be saying anything?
Yes.
Not everybody's looking for advice. And you may not pack the gear to give them advice. Sometimes you hear a question that is over your head, and the best thing you can say is, I got nothing. Can I buy you a sandwich or a beverage of some sort and just ruminate in the fact that I have no idea what to tell you?
Absolutely.
That is a person with a doctoral degree in ministry saying, sometimes you just say, I don't know. We want people who share our lives. We want people who sympathize with us. We don't want people who see themselves as our savior. We want to be people who see themselves as our servant, right? We come to the bridge here every week. You guys, everybody in this room has servanthood down. We never have to ask somebody twice to help move gear or jump in on the tables or do the food thing. You guys know that. We all want to be of service. We know that's what Jesus wants of you, right? Not all of us have this Christian thing figured out, but we've got the basics down enough to know if there's someone who needs help, Jesus probably wants me to try to do something to help them. That's servanthood. And that's what we're talking about here. What do I say? You listen. That's a service. You ask questions. You are interested. You empathize. That is service. If you don't have anything to say, you shut up. That is service. If you have anything to say that will help, you throw it out there. That's a service, right? That's the kind of person Jesus is calling you to be. And the good news for all of us here is that's the kind of person you are. You just got to this point and didn't realize how valuable your skill set was. As Glenn was saying, you thought you had to have the sermon and the magic words and the whole thing. People want to use Christian stuff as the magic spell, right? This person's got a problem. I say this string of real churchy words and I a couple of times in the middle of it. And then it's all good, right? It's not a magic spell, right? Christianity is a relationship with Jesus. So what we want is to help people along in that. And if all we can tell them is, I have no idea what to say to that, you should talk to Jesus about that. That's fine. And maybe, for a lot of us, we've made enough of our own mistakes to say, I don't know exactly what to say, but here's something I did that helped me through something like that, and maybe you should try that out. That's as much as anyone can ask for you, right? That's helping. That's building community. That's pointing people to Jesus. And that's what you say. Amen? Amen.